תודה לך, בורא גדול, על שנתת לנו את המורים של...
Thank you, great creator, for giving us our teachers who paved the authentic path on which we can traverse to adhere to you. Teach us to properly scrutinize all that you send to us and to establish ourselves in all our actions only through the Ten. Give our great friends the resilience and patience necessary to see you behind everything and justify you as the perfect operator. Let us gather at the Congress with confidence in your greatness, together as one. Hello, we are in the lesson on the topic of reinforcing in there's a
Go ahead, Moshe.
Excerpt number 13. When one overcomes all the hardships and disturbances, one is not easily repelled, but with a mighty hand. And if one overcomes even the mighty hand and does not want to move from the place of Kiddusha, holiness, whatsoever, but wants to adhere specifically to him in truth and sees that he is repelled, then one says that fury is poured out on him. Otherwise, he would be allowed inside, but because fury is poured out on him by the Creator, he is not admitted into the king's palace to adhere to him. It follows that before one wants to move from one's place and breaks in and wants to enter, it cannot be said that he feels that fury is poured out on him. Rather, after all the rejections that he is rejected, and he does not move from his place, meaning when the mighty hand and the fury poured out have already been revealed upon him, then I will be king over you comes true. This is so because only through bursting and great efforts does the kingdom of heaven become revealed to him, and he is rewarded with entering the king's palace.
The Creator rejects us in all kinds of possibilities, opportunities that he arranges himself for each one and for all of us together. And that's how he arranges for us the reality of this world. Such that we need to detect behind every disturbance, behind our entire lives, really, there's no one besides him, only. And in this way, we need to arrange ourselves. Meaning each and everything that comes to a person's life, small disturbances, big disturbances, from people, from nature, even the internality of his body, his health, and so on and so forth. He needs to aim everything at the Creator. He is arranging it for him, and there's no one besides him. And only on this condition can he overcome all kinds of disturbances, and from within these disturbances, he sees that they are not disturbances, rather they arrange for him the image of the Creator. And in this way, he discovers the upper force, one unique and unified, there's none besides him, and he comes to adhesion. Hence, all of our work is specifically in growing stronger each moment, in holding on to the Creator, and the more disturbances come to us, the more we are holding on to Him. Without any conditions, simply to hold on to the one source from which all the good things and bad things as one come to us. And all the confusions that we feel, they were written for us on our souls from the birth of Adam HaRishon. We need to go through them, go through those states in order to reach each and every one the correction of his personal soul. And in these corrections, where we arrange everything and relate everything to this, none else besides him, by that we return to the correction of the one soul and the one creator, who are in adhesion.
Ein od mirvado è la fine oppure l'inizio del nostro lavoro?
There are none else besides him. Is it the beginning or the end of our path?
It's everything, from beginning to end. We have nothing more to do but to determine from all the states we're going through practically that we discover that there is none else besides him in each and every stage the Creator is the one who arranges that state, and we should all connect in order to discover that he arranges that state, and inside this state that he arranges, we all connect in order to unite with him. That's our work.
Devo sforzarmi di sentirlo dentro le mie emozioni, con la mia mente, oppure...
Do I need to attempt to feel him within my feelings and reason, or do I need to relate only to the intention in all that is happening, to relate everything to there is none else besides him?
No, we need to discover him in our mind, in our feelings, to such an extent that he will fill us completely. Open for him all of our feeling, all of our mind, that he will fill our brain and heart, as we say, mocha and liba. Then we can say that we reach the complete adhesion. We are the vessel in our brain and our heart, and he is the fulfillment of this vessel. When the Creator treats a person badly, it's a sign that this person now has a place to correct himself in order to reveal this bad as good. So against the bad, he should feel good. And then in this way, he turns the darkness into light and the bitter into sweet.
Does
the person need to return the same favor or the same attitude he gets from the Creator?
No, because we feel what we receive from the Creator in our ego, in our will to receive, in an opposite way. And as much as the Creator is relating to us in good, we will feel the opposite in our vessels of reception. The opposite. Only to the extent that we correct our vessels of reception will we feel that we are actually close to the Creator. This requires a lengthy study. Continue.
Rav, what is the correct attitude that I need to give to the challenge that I see a friend is going. I see that he has some disturbances in the family with his health. What do I need to do? What is the right prayer?
First of all, a prayer is certain. But beyond that, it's possible to support somehow. But in such a way that you somehow wish to support him, to strengthen him. Yeah.
Your
prayer needs to be that the disturbance he's going through right now will pass, will disappear, or that he keeps a connection with the Creator, or that we keep a connection with the Creator.
We can take on, can we take on ourselves his work? Let's say, God forbid, someone is sick. So others who are healthy, they work and they provide everything to him, everything he needs in order to get well. And in general, every state, each will help his friend.
Meaning it's okay for me to pray for the Creator to take...
You can do anything. As a friend, you can do anything. You understand that what the Creator is sending,
He's
not sending it so we would cancel His decrees directly. But you can do it. Typically, a person can do it in prayer, where he asks for himself as well, for the Creator to remove his decrees. But there are other ways, more correct, let's put it this way. We wish to correct ourselves until we can see with our own eyes that these decrees have become a means for strengthening the person, for correcting the person. Now, it doesn't really matter what he's going through. He sees that the Creator had sent him this place from the get-go with the good and the right intention in order to grow him, to nurture him. So to ask for these decrees to be cancelled, that's not exactly correct.
There's
a hero. There's a hero of heroes who turns the evil into good. So we have to see how to work with it. But the main thing is not to disconnect from the knowledge and even the feeling, if possible, that it's all coming from above, from this knowledge besides him. But only the Creator is doing it, and not some people, although Creator is sending it through people. But everything is in, there's nothing besides him, and that's how he needs to maintain himself more and more and more. Together with that, to take care of all these problems through doctors, through courthouses. But this is all because that's how it's customary in our world, which is something the Creator also had arranged and set up. But our work is to connect with him above all the disturbances that he is sending.
Rav, how to move from there is an else besides him when there is feeling that we're kind of holding on to it, to the good that does good? The disturbances, as they may appear to the friend, that they are for his benefit or for my benefit or for benefit of the connection between us.
After we unite around all kinds of actions the Creator has dropped on us and become to a state where we truly unite, then this unity of ours, our connection, needs to bring us closer to the Creator. And then we necessarily see that there is none besides him. He's the good who does good. He did, he's doing, he will do. To take us through. In each moment in our lives, we receive directed influence from the Creator, which is in this entire general force in which we exist. Sometimes we pay attention to it, sometimes we don't, because we are inside the ego, who is the opposite of the Creator. So he turns off the influences of the Creator. And through these two forces, we develop the greater the ego. We need to awaken the Creator to influence us with a greater force. And that's how we move between, let's say, plus and minus. That's it. So our work is constantly not to forget that there is none besides him, the good who does good, and that we can be near him to the extent that we connect between us, unify our forces, where all of us are in opposition, but between us we try to be in connection. And that's how we can approach him. Unless you approach the ten, enter the ten, there's no way for you to do anything in relation to approaching the Creator. That's why it says either connection or death. Either you connect or you die. Until we hear it and we keep it, a long time passes. There are many people who enter the wisdom of Kabbalah. They learn, they study, and they wait for some conclusion, a result. But the result can be not from learning or hearing, but from connecting with others. This is the crux of the matter. It takes many years before a person hears or doesn't hear, reaches despair, and looks for other things until he is ready to run away. And nevertheless, he has some help from above that keeps him here. He comes closer to the friends and he begins to feel that the Creator is specifically in the connection between people. And we need many years and a great deal of patience for it.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Два вопроса, если позволите, записал сегодня.
Hello, Rav. Two questions, if I may.
Есть герои из героев.
I wrote down that you said that there is a hero of heroes that turns the bad to good. Is connecting to the friends as the hero of heroes.
Бахур казе хазак.
I know such a strong guy. His name is Denis. From Moscow 7, I think, who is capable of it. He's a regular guy, but when he overcomes all the disturbances and he stays on the path, and he doesn't believe his ego that tells him, come, let's go deal with something else. Rather, he understands that here he's working on probably the most important thing in reality. They bring him to the center of the universe, let's say, corporeal and spiritual, and that he has a chance, not merely a chance, but a promise that if he continues, he will come to eventually reveal the central force that is operating in nature. So he persists and he stays, and eventually he makes it. And whatever he doesn't finish in this lifetime, he continues in the next. And this is called the progression of the generations, and that's how he advances.
Rav, and the second question. You mentioned now about patience, and I wrote that the Creator is in the connection between people, but it takes many years and patience to understand it and feel it. On one hand, we have to be patient, and on the other hand, the road is long. It takes a lot of time, and then it takes the Savior is in a bit of an eye.
Look, you didn't come to university in some abridged course. You came here to arrange your life, where throughout your lifetime you are advancing towards the upper force. And that's why this path is not that it's long, it's never ending. It's never ending. We're obligated to continue on it until the end of life and afterwards as well. You'll see how you continue, in what way. So a person has to become accustomed that, well, in the beginning, you shouldn't say to beginners, but in truth, we enter into this business that will raise you to the top of the world, the upper force that is managing the world, and you need to connect to it and constantly come closer to it.
Why is it success? And success to relate it to Enod Milvado, there is Enod besides them. What is the correction here?
When you adhere to there is no one besides him, you are aimed at there is no one besides him, although all the forces that are working on you wish to disconnect you from it. The forces that wish to disconnect you are egoistic. And the force that you are exerting to remain connected to this knowledge besides him, this is the altruistic force bestowed. And that's how you build your screen above the coarseness.
If I want to show example to the friend, each friend wants to show an example that he is successful in being in there is else besides him. How do you show the example? How do you show such example?
We simply learn all kinds of articles by Baal HaSulam, including the verses that we read today. This is one thing. And the other thing is that we give practical examples. So another person can see how this person comes every morning to the lesson and he tries above all his states. You have to show it behaviorally.
PT3.
Thank you. If I can explain the sentence that a person doesn't want to move from his place and yet he wishes to break through, it doesn't mean that fury is poured onto him.
that a person that even though he received many disturbances and from all kinds of instances in his life, all kinds of thoughts and actions are come seemingly against him, trying to move him from this one line in life, he does not budge. He continues. And by that, he triumphs.
So what is that same desire to enter?
That despite the greatest disturbances, he continues on the path.
He stands and doesn't want to move?
Yeah, he resists all the disturbances and he nevertheless continues on his path. He wants to enter holiness in order to bestow connection. In spite of all the conditions that he receives against it.
So the inner direction of a person should be for progress, or is to stand against all the obstacles, or is he fighting against them?
The person's inner inclination has to be in order to continue on the path straight to the Creator and not let the Creator leave the person's field of vision.
From Kabi 9, it is said in excerpt 13 that only through great effort he is allowed to enter to the palace of the king. How do we reach such level of effort?
As much as the Creator will show that he is disturbing you, he doesn't let you in through these powerful, significant disturbances, and you do not accept them as something that contradicts the path, but instead you continue and you break in more and more in order to continue. You disagree with the disturbances. Then eventually you succeed.
לא שומעים.
Can't hear you.
מאקין מטורקיה 2. כשנוצרים...
From Turkey 2.
אני מרגיש שיש...
When difficult...
סבלנות. זה דווקא...
When difficulties arise, I find myself being impatient and... The question is, how can I act actively?
To be patient doesn't mean that I stop struggling with something and continuing as before, and I go back and I fall asleep. Patience means that even though all kinds of disturbances come to me, I continue systematically and I go towards that same goal, but I'm not letting go of my work, even for a minute.
Ken.
Me Francis Mikabutesha. Maya
Kabu 9. What is the mighty hand in the work and how can one overcome it?
Only with the help of a group. Only with the help of a group. Don't think that alone he can truly break any of the forces along the way. That's our problem. We're looking for the strength, for the forces to continue and to rise and to approach the goal of spirituality. We're looking for those forces in us. And they don't exist in us. They're all broken. But when I wish to connect with someone, out of no choice, I connect to him. I annul my ego to some extent. I lower my head. Because I want to receive some power and support from the friend, specifically when I do that, in order to connect to him. And I connect with him to some extent. This is the common force with which I enter spirituality.
Next.
Last question from Siberia. What is the uniqueness of the strengthening in their sandals besides them in the states of laziness? How to relate it as a obstacle?
Yeah, laziness and slumber are great disturbances, and it's very difficult to work against them because they are passive disturbances. We don't recognize an enemy before us. It's true. And it's tough. It's tough what to do. Accustom oneself to work at a pace, not too high of a pace, because it's too tough. We won't have the energy for it. But continuous.
When a person introspects and feels his poor state, he awakens to return to the Creator and pours out his prayer in great longing to adhere to the Creator. He thinks that all those prayers and all that awakening are by his own power. He sits and awaits the Creator's salvation, small or great. One time passes and he sees no sign of welcome from the Creator. He falls into despair because the Creator does not want him. Since after all this longing, he does not turn to him at all. It is written about this: seek the Lord while he is found. That is, when the Creator presents himself to you for asking, then you will necessarily seek him too. For it is man's way to move first. In other words, the Creator first gives you the heart to seek him. When you know this, you will certainly grow stronger, as strong as you can, for the King is calling you.
Demand the Creator throughout all the states where you seemingly can't see him and are not connected to him, and it's not so clear that he is arranging everything for you.
Yes, but I also feel that there are some signs given from above and some chances are given to us, but I also feel that I don't have enough inner forces to scrutinize the signs that are given from me above. So, how should I move? I know there are
The Creator is playing with you according to your state and according to his general plan. And that's how he awakens you. That's it. But the main thing is to hold it. If the Creator is still within your field of vision, even to a small extent, then grab him, grab hold of him and demand him. That's what this verse is saying.
So basically, Rav, you are telling that Creator gives an awakening to our heart and we grab on that awakening and we turn him with prayer.
Yes, and the Creator, this is called concealed God, or my beloved is like a deer or a gazelle that constantly is playing with us this game. It's revealed and then it's concealed, revealed and concealed. And we need to be awakened and sensitive enough, subtle enough in order to see these things and that they exist in each and every moment. Then we'll advance faster from one. Good morning, Rav. How do I, with the challenges and the obstacles, will give my ten the feeling that these are all of ours, all of our challenges? How do I allow him to feel that this is also my obstacle? Well, for this, we need to be closer to one another, even discuss, study, that the Creator influences us, bestows us with a mutual cloud. It's called the field that is blessed, that the Creator has blessed. And this is how we progress. It all depends on the connection, the mutual connection between us. That is the most important connection. More important, the field that connects between us in the group, than having in the group a person that is very high, sensitive, and comes close to spirituality, or is in spirituality. The main thing is the collective force, it's the field. And especially since today we are in the general correction. Then we'll understand. We can say one thing. As much as I hold on to the path without letting go, despite the ups and downs, ascents and descents, and the disturbances, that can give me a measure of the quality of my effort. Okay? Ita 4.
Grazie, Rav. Quale risultato di aderire al Bore attraverso la decina?
What is the result of adhesion in the Creator through the Ten?
Gilui Abore.
Revelation of the Creator. Revelation of the soul. Correction of the soul.
Zeo.
Grazie.
Tov.
That's it. I didn't quite understand the question. How can there be correction without connection in the group? Me, together with a Creator, one-on-one, we can't correct anything. What will I give him? I have to present before him a vessel, a kli. A kli is not me, it's the connection between me and the friends, against the separation between us. And if still we want to overcome, then we have coarseness. If we want to overcome, then we have purity. If we want to approach the Creator and resemble Him in it, then we have a connection, and then He fills our vessel. Awakening from below. We raise it above for the Creator to correct it. How do you do this search? What do you mean, this search? We try to connect more and more. We feel that there is a deficiency of connection. And we ask of the Creator to give us connection. What is the problem? Try to approach Him in a more practical way. That's exactly the question. I at least feel that during the day I have these parts, portions that where I feel an awakening, and all the rest is not an awakening. It's some the same frequency.
I always need to be with the excerpts in front of you and interpret them deeper and deeper. In this, you will attract the light that reforms. And it will...
Next to me, want him to be free.
You need to hear what the wise ones say, that just like an antelope that runs and looks backwards, and the creator that runs away and looks backwards to check if we are following him, if we are running after him. And don't build for yourself any other pictures. They specifically discuss about this frame. I want to give you an example. And if you try to fantasize about other things, then it will no longer fit. That you want to hug it and feed it, the Creator doesn't need that. He doesn't need that. He needs the attitude that you run after him. And you recognize in him that he constantly shift his head to the back to make sure that you're following him. According to that, he relates to you. That's it.
A question about the prayer. When do I feel gratitude to the Creator? I feel it when I feel myself good. I have a good feeling. Is that when I feel gratitude?
He needs to be connected to the Creator in the good and in the bad, such that there is no difference how in his ego he feels the differences from good to bad, from bad to good. Above that, he needs to be in above how he feels. And what he feels.
Can we say that in each concealment, Creator prepares us for greater revelation? So we should be grateful in concealment that he is preparing us for greater revelation.
First of all, to overcome the concealment and to reach as much as possible to connection. And according to that, you'll be able to be grateful. You cannot be in concealment and in bad and cry and along.
Thank you. We try to connect, and I feel the Creator awakens the will to receive, and there is a possibility of making a leap together, but each time, again, I don't understand what to do correctly in those states.
Speak to the friends. Try to connect, unite with them together, and see that you arrive at certain decisions more practical than you yourself can.
How is the Creator's attitude like a gazelle who looks back? How is that expressed? How do we see it?
To that a person feels that the Creator escapes and sees that the state that he is now in, the darkness, that too comes from the Creator. And this is what the Creator focuses him on. It is called that the Creator runs away, escapes. One more.
Excerpt number 15. All the illness that I placed in Egypt, I will not place on you, for I, the Lord, am your healer. Our sages ask, if I do not place the illness, why is the need for a healer? We should interpret that since I am the healer, why should I place on you an illness? If I must heal the illness, what do I gain by placing an illness? It must be as a punishment. And if I must heal the illness, what kind of punishment is it? It is as though I work for nothing. For this reason, I will not place illness upon you. And what you think is illness, you are wrong about it. Rather, all the states you feel, if you attribute them to me, are all corrections by which you will approach me in adhesion. Read again, it's such a beautiful excerpt. Again, all the illnesses that I had placed on Egypt, I will not place on you, for I, the Lord, am your healer. Our sages ask, if I do not place the illness, what is the need for a healer? We should interpret that since I am the healer, why should I place on you an illness if I must heal the illness? What do I gain by placing an illness? It must be as a punishment. And if I must heal the illness, what kind of punishment is it? It is as though I work for nothing. For this reason, I will not place illness upon you. And what you think is illness, you are wrong about it. Rather, all the states you feel, if you attribute them to me, are all corrections by which you will approach me in adhesion. Precisely when a person sends, when the Creator sends a person suffering, concerns, confusion, and so on, in that, he draws the person near him. And that's how we get adhesion. And there is no other way. Of course, it's talking about people who are in connection with the friends and the Creator and are able to receive all of these things and to be together with these excerpts. And again, man shall not live on bread alone, but on what proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This means that the life of holiness in a person does not come specifically from drawing closer, from entries, meaning admissions into holiness, but also from the exits, from the removals. This is so because through the dressing of the sitra acha in one's body, and it claims she is all mine, with a just argument, one is awarded permanent faith by overcoming these states. This means that one should dedicate everything to the Creator, that is, that even the exits stem from Him. And when he is rewarded, he sees that both the exits and the entries were all from him. Yes.
Buenos días, Rav. Mi pregunta es,
good day.
El alma se adquiere o se
soul,
gracias, Rav.
Is something that you acquire or you meet or that is revealed? Soul is a corrected desire within a person that was the desire to receive, and a person through his effort and the light that reforms, and this desire turned into in order to bestow. This is why it's called a point of godliness above, or a soul. It's called a soul because there is nefesh ruach neshama, chaya, and yechida. Nefesh ruach neshama we can attain through our work that the Creator is giving us. These lights, chaya and yechida, are
Ita shmone, katuv chayma shfuchah.
Ita 8. It's written, fury poured out on him. What is fury? How is it expressed?
Whatever disconnects a person
Nine. What efforts should we make in order to fight and resist the fury poured out on him?
Only to connect with the friends and to turn to the Creator to correct the connection between her.
From Darom 10. I understand that the disturbances show me that I am inside my will to receive. But is there another specific thing I can learn from the disturbances about the image of the Creator?
Only to invert every disturbance to connection, that towards my ego this state is called disturbance, and towards the will to bestow it will be called connection.
West 2. What does the Creator give a person with a mighty hand and a fury? What is the reason the Creator doesn't let a person into the king's palace after one or two attempts?
No, he can't allow just by effort. There is no try here. Here needs to be a vessel that is corrected in something to the very degree that he has corrected himself, that spiritual degree, and then he enters. There is no here trial and yes and no. It doesn't work like that. There is a law of equivalence of form. Whatever I reach equivalence of four to, that degree I can enter in spirituality. Next.
Cube 3. Where is that button so I could change my attitude towards reality? Can I force myself to enter the group?
Of course, that a group you can enter with strength to enter the 10 and connect with the friends, despite not wanting. Otherwise, I have no chance to reach spirituality. Spirituality, we reach in the group.
Can it change my attitude to the Creator when I forcefully place myself in the group?
Yes, we insert ourselves with great effort to the group, and
flowing with whatever is happening.
Effort for connection needs to be higher than the regular flow, And we need to actively search what new ways, more tight, precise, we are able to advance in.
Questions will be aired live.
Yes. All in all, what we have is 600,000 souls, meaning 600,000 pieces of the general soul of Adam HaRishon, from which there are more and more pieces, so that each and every person has a piece of that soul of Adam HaRishon, and all pieces have to come together and reconnect to that single unified soul of Adam HaRishon.
Article 600,000 souls. It is said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several sparks. We must understand, how is possible for the spiritual to divide, since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam HaRishon.
Yes, it's truly a problem. How could there be a soul which is a part of God above, and the Creator being one, and the soul that comes out of Him is also one, a complete structure? How can that complete structure suddenly be divided to pieces? That, to begin with, that's opposite and contradictory of the root from which it comes. Because if it comes from the Creator, then how can it divide? We'll see.
In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathe into his nostrils the soul, also breath in Hebrew, of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon, since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him.
Meaning that if man would not be broken, he'd feel only a single soul and a single light filling that soul. That's it. But because he's broken, then his desire divides to 600,000 parts. And so, he thus feels that the world is full of individual souls. And that's what brings him to see the world the way it is, the way it appears to us now. But if he's going towards connecting, then gradually he comes to a state where all of those pieces he sees in front of him are coming together, right? And then again, he accepts all of them as a single soul, and the filling of that soul is a single light.
Altogether,
there is the kli, the Creator created, the will to receive, the broken will to receive. This is called Adam Rishon after the sin. And it has to be corrected. When this will to receive corrects itself, it receives an intention to bestow. Its will to receive remains the way it was, but the intention how to use that will to receive is in order to bestow. So let's say a person in this world, he has an intention to do all kinds of things that are good for himself. That's a natural intention because he's a result of the shattering of Adam Rishon. If he corrects himself in order to love the others, then he'll be corrected, and then he'll be filled with the same force of the Creator. That's what it's about. That's the correction we're talking about. Understood?
PT 35.
According to what you said now, this is the purification?
Yes. Yes, that we don't want to work with our in order to receive, but work with all our desires in order to bestow. This means we're going through a refinement and correction.
What does it mean that according to the level of my refinement, that more and more, what does it depend on me here?
All that work depends on you, that you'll ask for corrections. Our single soul is called Yeshar El, straight to the Creator, Israel, meaning aimed at the upper force that we want to attain. That's why we can come together, unite, gather, and that's our goal, to achieve such a connection where that upper force, called nature, will appear in us.
Elohim,
which means God, in Gematria is equal to Teva, nature. Elohim is five letters representing Keter Chuchma, Bina, Zeran, Bin Malchut. Elohim, five letters. And we wish to reveal this Kli in its complete form filled with light. And that's the whole purpose of our work, our existence, our life, that we all have to connect between us. And hopefully we'll achieve that, and the Congress will give us a great.
Thank you, Rav. So it sounds like what's written here, that in each one there is the 600,000 souls. So is this personal work? Is there this personal and general work?
Yes, there's individual work, which actually itself is also the collective work, because in your individual work, what you want is to bring together all the souls. And so each and every part, in such an integral manner, if you think about it, then they connect. And there's no difference between the individual soul and the collective soul, and the individual work and the collective work.
But he writes that it's only through the force of each person's body.
This means desire. Each and everyone's desire, where we are seemingly divided, and yet we want to bridge or correct that separation that our will to receive produces. And we want to achieve connection that is above the will to receive.
But there is as if this, there is the correction that as if I'm doing within myself, and then there's something that as if everyone needs to reach the same measure?
Yes. Until there's no difference between the particular and the collective, the individual and the whole.
So the moment I correct myself, I'll see that everything is already corrected?
That too, right. You'll see then that everything...
We're continuing and they said, all of Israel are sons of kings. Also, a king who dies, all of Israel are worthy of kingship. This is a great secret. For in all the previous generations, which were but a preparation for Malchut, special kilim, special vessels were required for anointment of their judges, such as the souls of Moses and Samuel. But the final purpose depends on the whole of Israel. Since when a tiny part of a tiny spark is missing, the end will not be able to appear. Hence, all of Israel are worthy of kingship, since everyone is equal in this true discernment. For this reason, there is no special kli, no special vessel for drawing that wholeness. But anyone who cleanses and purifies his soul to be worthy of extending the revelation of Malchut in the world will truly be called King David. This is the meaning of David, King of Israel, is indeed alive, for he has not died at all. His kli is within each and every soul from Israel. This is not so with the soul of Moses, which is found in only the wise disciples in the generation, as well as in prophets and priests. This is the meaning of a king who dies. All of Israel are worthy of kingship. This is also the meaning of exempting the public.
Again. Allah.
Yes, next.
This is the meaning of near the Messiah, insolence will soar. And they will be insolent toward each other. The child will behave insolently against the elder, and the base against the honorable. This means that even an ignoble child will dare to extend his kingship to the world as though he were one of the elders and honorable in the generation. And this is so because should the ignoble, who has a lowly and base soul at its root, aim his heart and purify his deeds to be worthy, he will be rewarded with extending the whole of the soul of a holy nation in his soul with all the wonders that the holy nation has tasted thus far. This is because they were all but preparations for this wholeness. Hence, even that particular soul must taste everything, and he will buy his world in 1 hour, due to the ability of the generation to extend the crown of his kingship, which contains everything. And all need the owner of the needles, and every element in it is required.
Meaning that in the souls, there's no greater or smaller. Everything depends on how much a person works on himself and what he attains. To begin with, there's no division there in the sense that you are a great soul and I'm a small soul or the other way around and so on. But each and every one has the same opportunity to be as Moses, as it's written. Meaning there's no problem and everyone must achieve that degree of that lofty soul. There was such an example in history, and so each and every one of us can also achieve. Next.
This is the meaning of their words. Even if one man came before his master in complete repentance, the Messiah King would come at once. This means that whoever it was, even if only one man in the generation were rewarded with extending that soul by himself, he will be able to reward his whole generation, since all who are committed to the matter exempt the public and can do much praying and continue until he is rewarded for the sake of his entire generation. This is not so with other kinds of redemptions, which were but preparations and did not belong to each and every one. For example, the giving of the Torah belonged specifically to the generation of the desert and to Moses. Any other generation, even if they were more worthy, it would not extend that discernment, and neither would any other person besides Moses, for they are interdependent. However, the Messiah is ready for each and every generation. Because of this, he is also ready for each and every person to extend the discernment of the Messiah, as in all who are committed to the matter, as mentioned above. The reason is that anointments concern the correction of the kilim and the portrayal of all the kilim as equal, since any division among them is only in their chabad, according to their measures. Hence, from the minister who sees the king's face to the one who sits behind the grindstone, all are equal servants in restoring the old glory, and in this there are no degrees between one another.
Meaning that ultimately, everyone, each and every one, is equal. There's no difference. And everything depends on each and every one, the extent to which they realize the opportunity they were given.
Morning, Rav. How do we develop the sensation that my friends depend on me? How do I develop this sensitivity that my friends depend on me?
That's concern for the friends. You have to, how do you see your progress? To the extent that you can help them. That's your whole progress in the group, the 10, life, this incarnation, anything. So what's to say here? So the more each and every day you help them more and more and more, understand it and feel it and discover that you're not doing it or you or are doing it, but everything with respect to this diagnosis. So in that you advance to spirituality. There's no more. How, what other datum, what other indication of progress do you have? It's the extent to which you push others towards correction.
What is the difference between the correcting a particular soul and the general soul?
That's with respect to the person. How much he differentiates himself and sees that he has an individual soul, or he's already connected with the general soul and corrects himself this way. Next.
PT 36. In the article, it speaks about the soul of Israel. Are the nations of the world included in this soul?
Israel means one who is aiming towards connection with everyone and the Creator. So Yesha El, straight to the Creator. It's not about what's written in his ID or passport or whatever. It's all about man's intention in life.
He's asking, but are the nations of the world included in this one soul?
Nations of the world receive an illumination from all the corrections done by those called Yesha El, straight to the Creator, Israel. And accordingly, they come closer, and then they also go inside. Meaning, if you read the Pentateuch, the Torah, there's the Torah and the Nevi'im, Ketuvim, then you'll see how many people came to the group of Moses, and afterwards, and before that, from all kinds of nations and peoples, and they didn't even know where. So it's not a matter of whether you were born from Jews. It's about what are you aiming for only. And being Jewish is not a nationality. It's not nationality. It is man's direction in life towards connection with the upper force.
What does it mean to depict this nefesh? What is the difference between the nefesh and the desire? How to work with this high and low nefesh?
Good questions. The will to receive, just plain will to receive, is a beast. The will to receive that has some connection with the Creator is already progress. Even though it's in order to receive, it wants to receive and do something for itself. Sure, still, it is some direction. It's already facing the Creator, demanding from the Creator and so on, and advancing. So that's the difference across the souls, let's say.